Be informed.
Be ready.
Pacific prepared.
The staff of the National Emergency Management Office, or known as NEMO, are reaching out to schools to remind students, teachers and principals the significance of preparedness as Tonga is just weeks away from the cyclone season. Members of the communities were also invited. The CEO of the Ministry of Meteorology and Disaster Management, Paula Mao, says the main purpose of visiting the schools is to inform students and teachers about the natural disasters, damages that could occur following a natural disaster, and the significance of preparedness.
The key goal of reaching the schools and communities throughout Tonga is to help the people be more prepared when natural disasters occur. When people are prepared, lives are not at risk. The cyclone season is just next month, from November to April next year, a six-month period. We are educating the students about the impacts of natural disasters such as tropical cyclones and tsunamis. We hope that they could help and remind their parents at home to make informed decisions before, during, and after a natural disaster. It is understood most of the time people panic when warnings are issued from Tonga Meteorological Services. But during the visit, the staff informed students the different categories of a cyclone and necessary actions required and to help remain calm. Students are also reminded the significance of listening to the radio for the latest warnings issued, because during that period, our staff is also giving out information on how to be safe during a natural disaster.
The staff of NEMO have been talking with hundreds of students throughout the islands of Tonga, especially the most vulnerable areas, such as the government primary school of Nukuleka, located on the eastern side of the main island Tongatapu. The principal of Nukuleka, Lose Nepote, says the students now have better understanding on the impacts of a tropical cyclone and actions required when warnings are issued.
Our school's location is highly vulnerable to natural disasters. When the staff visited our schools, the students were excited to hear and learn about natural disasters. It's often we teach students about cyclones, and most of the time we hear people talking about it. Pictures of cyclones and tsunami were also presented. The students were informed about the 72-hour kits, such as water, food, extra clothing, first aid kits, and so on. Students and even us teachers understand it more when the staff from NEMO were explaining it clearly. We were also reminded about the nearest evacuation centers, a safe house when we feel unsafe about a shelter.
She adds, most of the time children do not fully understand the risks of natural disasters, but when the staff visited the government primary school of Nukuleka, most of the students understood the reason why preparedness is key.
At the moment, following the visit, the staff from NEMO were encouraging students to listen to the warnings. Most of the time, children play outdoor when it's raining despite warnings issued. Now they know and understand the risk. We were again reminded to keep away from electrical lines following a disaster because it could cost a life. We were reminded to be more cautious and to pay more attention to warnings. As a teacher and principal to one of the most vulnerable schools in Tonga, this key message I learned from this visit is being prepared and to make informed decisions.
The staff of NEMO also reminded the students, teachers and principals about tsunamis, the evacuation routes, and the safest place to run to, and again, necessary actions required.